Joining us on our WINT Live line right now, we have Michael Rose. He's the founder of the Washington, D.C.-based Bipolar Wellness Foundation. And we're going to be talking about bipolar disease. It's something that is probably a little more prevalent in society than many people realize. And Michael Rose himself, not only founder of the Bipolar Wellness Foundation, also a sufferer of bipolar. Michael, thanks for dropping by today.
Thank you so much for having me, Steve.
Well, let's start right at the beginning with your story. When were you diagnosed, and what led you to maybe seek some medical opinions?
Well, I was diagnosed when I was 19, back in the late 60s, and so I didn't have much choice whether to seek help because I was hospitalized involuntarily.
So interesting that that time, things like that would happen. What were the symptoms? What caused the concern?
Well, I was very hyper. I was delusional. I thought flying saucers were coming to talk to me. You can get pretty far out with bipolar disorder.
Yeah, I guess so. Bipolar is something that is very misunderstood, isn't it? Even in today's medical community?
Yes, it's actually said that it takes about 11 years to get an accurate diagnosis because bipolar can mimic so many other psychiatric disorders.
11 years? That's almost unfathomable.
I hope they're getting better at it by now.
All right, well, you obviously have become very, very familiar with your particular situation, so much so that you have written a book on it called Bipolar Wellness, as well as founding the Bipolar Wellness Foundation. Tell us a little bit about your particular road to recovery.
Steve, I began to be aware that I had bipolar illness when I was in a hospital with a psychiatric nurse running a group. And she looked at me and said, "Oh my gosh, the last 20 years you've been hypomanic," which meant that I had been running fast, but not fast enough to get hospitalized. And I saw in a flash my whole life had begun with a bipolar psychotic break, and then I had sort of recovered, but not really, and then began my real path to recovery.
Now, one of the things that we hear so much about is big pharma, pharmaceuticals and the drug companies coming up with all sorts of chemically created pills and treatments, but you're on a different path.
Well, I still take medication, and I think there's a place for medication for bipolar illness. The problem is a lot of medications make people feel bad. Mm-hmm. It controls their moods and keeps them from being too speedy, but at the same time, you can have headaches, you can feel confused, can gain weight. Consequently, about 50% of patients stop taking their medicine.
When 50% of people stop taking any kind of medicine for any kind of an ailment or an illness, usually that kind of foreshadows a bad outcome.
Yeah, the outcomes can be very bad. And in fact, a cousin of mine with bipolar illness committed suicide, and there's been several suicides in my family with bipolar illness. So, yes, the outcomes would be terrible.
Now, you've written a new book that was just released over the weekend, and it has a lot of information in it that is, I don't want to use the alternative medicine term, but the fact is that you use a lot of natural cures to augment the traditional medications you take. How did you discover some of these alternatives that you have had success with?
Well, I am in the health food industry as a profession, and I was a licensed nutritionist in Florida, and so I've researched and researched, and I saw some research on omega-3 fish oils being good for depression, and I took them, and they made me feel bad. And then I kept reading about the different kinds of polyunsaturated fatty oils, and found one in particular that I thought might work, and tried it, and it really has helped me reduce my medication.
And when you talk about these other alternatives, are they something that work for other people? Have you been able to do research and kind of pool some data together?
Well, I wish I could do research, but there are people that have done it, thank goodness, at the University of Cincinnati, in particular Dr. Robert McNamara and the Department of Psychiatry. I quote at least 12 different research articles in my book, Bipolar Wellness.
What do you recommend for somebody who is struggling with bipolar, maybe who has just been recently diagnosed? That's got to be, first of all, a devastating diagnosis, and it has to create some emotional trauma of its own. How do you tell people to handle that when the initial diagnosis is given?
Well, not to be self-serving, Steve, but at this point I tell them to read my book because it's so complex to deal with all the different aspects of bipolar illness. I have 20 chapters, each on a different method and segue of recovery.
Mm-hmm. Now, is recovery something that is going to be lifelong for you and other sufferers of bipolar? Are there periods where you might go for, you know, a year or two or more at one level and then all of a sudden go the opposite way?
Well, in that sense, Steve, it's kind of like being an alcoholic. Alcoholics can get dry for months or years on end, but they're always at risk. And so, mm-hmm. yes, a person with bipolar can be even and on an even keel, but it's always at risk for going up or down too far. So recovery means always keeping a watchful eye.
So what are some of the other things and resources that you've discovered that people should engage in? I've heard that for not just bipolar, but to keep people's minds balanced, other things like learning music, learning to play an instrument, learning a foreign language offer benefits as well.
Well, certainly I'm a big fan of music myself, but I do have a chapter on creativity and how important some kind of creativity mm-hmm. is in one's recovery. I have a chapter on disorganization and how it goes with the illness and how to compensate for it, chapters on suicide prevention, chapters on exercise. So it's a holistic book, really.
That's a good word for it, a holistic approach. Have you found that as a result of writing the book, it's actually helped you handle your bipolar and minimize the symptoms as well? Was that a form of therapy for you?
Well, that's a good question, Steve. I certainly think it has crystallized for me my own system so that I follow it more than if I just did it on the hoof.
Diet and exercise is something we hear about for everybody. How important is diet? How important is exercise in dealing with bipolar?
Well, I call exercise the best antidepressant on the market. It's cheap, it's legal, and it's don't need a prescription. For me, I read a whole chapter on aerobic exercise, which is getting one's heart rate up to a significant level. And for me, I can go from depression to feeling quite fine within 20 minutes.
Wow. What does your significant other, if you, I don't know if you're in a relationship.
I do. I'm married. Yes.
All right. So, What impact does bipolar have on your partner?
My partner is very tolerant. My bipolar is very much in recovery, but still, if you live with me, you'll see me being irritable sometimes or mm-hmm. hyper. And she's learned to give me feedback, which is very important, so I'm aware when I'm being a little off-center. And I think that's very important to have significant others in one's life to give you feedback.
And support, too. I think probably the...
Absolutely. Support is great. And there's a whole chapter on support groups like DBSA or Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance and NAMI, National Association of the Mentally Ill, are two wonderful support groups.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to ask, that your book probably is also a great resource for someone who is living with someone that has bipolar.
Most people that have wanted the book are actually family members and have wanted to give it to a significant other.
Well, that says a lot. So where can people get the book, Bipolar Wellness, How to Recover from Bipolar Illness?
The book is on Amazon. If they search Bipolar Wellness by Michael Rose, and they'll see it on Kindle, and it should be in print if it's not already. It's also available through bookstores. And I have a website, bipolarwellnessbook.com, in which you can download a free sample if you like.
And are you active on social media as well?
Twitter is @BipolarWellness, and Facebook is Bipolar Wellness Book.
We've been talking to Michael Rose, who has written a book exploring his own journey in dealing with bipolar. The book is available now, just released over the weekend, Bipolar Wellness, How to Recover from Bipolar Illness. Check out the website, bipolarwellnessbook.com, or on Facebook as well. Michael, we appreciate you taking the time and sharing your story with us.
Steve, it's been a great honor. Thank you for inviting me.
And we certainly wish you best of luck and Godspeed on your continuing journey as you tackle the challenges of bipolar and anyone else out there as well. Thanks again, Michael.
Thanks again. Thank you. Bye.